Do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
And welcome to Party Line, our final morning here at the Clinton County Fair for 2019. It is a hot one already. We want to thank our sponsors off the bat, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. Susan is there. Hardesty Landscaping and Compass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Also, special thanks to State Senator Brian Buchanan, helping us out with on-location sponsorship here at the fair. We do have Lewis Cleaver on the phone with KOI Dirt Drag Racing. We're going to talk with him here right off the bat so we can let him move on to the next thing. I've got Jamie Blacker here with me as well. We'll first say good morning to Lewis.
Good morning.
Lewis, tell us a little bit about what we're going to expect here at the KOI Dirt Drag Racing. I think that's tomorrow night here.
Yeah, it starts tomorrow night. We have moved the start time back an hour due to the heat. We're going to start practice and registration at 8 o'clock, or at 6 o'clock, I'm sorry, and we'll start the heads-up racing at 8 o'clock.
So what can we expect with the dirt drag racing? Is this pretty exciting stuff?
Yeah, it's exciting stuff. It's something anybody can do. They bring their vehicle out to the fair. We've got classes for everything, from kids all the way up to diesel trucks. We run ATVs, we run cars, two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive cars, street gas. We've got three diesel truck classes. We have stock diesel, street diesel, and modified diesel. So we got three levels of those. The modified diesels are really entertaining to watch. You see a lot of smoke, a lot of great action with those.
So this is actually something that you could just come out and pre-register that night, right? So I could bring the radio station van.
That's right. Yeah, you can bring that or a golf cart or anything you'd like to bring out that night. Just starting at 6 o'clock, you bring it out, and the classes are $10 each, except for the diesel classes. They're $20 each, and all the classes are 100% payback. The entry fee stays in the class as payback money.
Can you tell us a little bit about your company and how many fairs you guys cover and other festivals and stuff across, what, the Midwest or all over the U.S.?
Yeah, we do them kind of in this area, Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana. We've moved into Illinois, West Virginia. We do a lot of stuff in Michigan now as well. But we do approximately 100 shows a year. It's a family-run business. We started doing it in 2012. And just me and my wife run it. She runs one crew. I run the other crew. So just in this month alone, I think we've done around 45, 46 events in the month of July alone.
So how long do these usually last? Do you do heats and then have any finals and features like that?
Yeah. We start out with every class. Of course, we start tonight with the kids class. And we run through like one round of it. We get us the winner, and then we come back through the loser's bracket and get another winner, and then that loser's bracket has to beat the winner's bracket twice. So, it gives everybody two chances to, gives everybody at least two runs so they get two losses or out. But that way they get to come out and have fun, get a couple of runs in. You can run multiple classes too if you want, whatever you qualify for.
So you've been to Clinton County at least a couple of years, is that right?
Yeah, we've been there several years. We usually try to do two events there. Every year, we do the Bryson Haynes Memorial Drag Race over at Colfax every year. We start that off in the, usually in June. So that's a good thing. And we had a real good turnout this year. Jamie and them always built us a great track at Colfax and Clinton County Fair. So it's top of the line right there. That's one of the best places we have to run.
Lewis, I've got the Fair Council President here, Jamie Blacker, with me. He may want to say a couple words. Jamie, Lewis is on the phone here with us.
Good morning, Lewis. How are you?
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Just curious where you're at this morning. I know you guys are on the road a lot. I haven't looked at your page, but just give it an idea where you guys have been in the last 4 or 5 days.
Well, this morning I was in Benton County, Indiana last night, and then I made the drive over to, I'm in London, Ohio right now. We are heading to New Lexington, Ohio tonight, and then we're turning around tonight and coming back to Clinton County. So we've got some pretty good driving there to do, you know, since we left last night. And then Sunday we're going to be at the Boone County Fair, and that's going to have a start time of practice at 2 o'clock, and then 4 o'clock is the elimination time on it, you know, Sunday afternoon. We want to try to get everybody in, get them out before dark and everything.
And I know you're going over the class list earlier. We have some interesting vehicles have been here in the last few years. Kevin brought up about racing that minivan, but we've actually had minivans out there. And I think one year, a couple of those vans were like guys that lay carpet, and they maybe even had carpet in the back.
Yeah, I remember that, Jamie. Yeah, that was interesting, to say the least. You know, that we've had the drag car. We've had drag cars there with slicks on them. So, I mean, it's just, you know, the sky's the limit what you can bring out to these races. Just come out and have fun. It's cheap. It's $10 per class. You can race any class you want. And, you know, what a lot of people like is the practice time. 2 hours prior to the event, we've got open practice and registration. Just line up and go. You can come out and run. You can run 5 or 6 times if you want, or even more.
I just want the listeners to know, it's actually, on our end, it's $10 to get in the grandstands. It's $15 if you come in the back gate for a pit pass. And then, of course, it's $10 to register for you guys. And just want everybody to come out. It's a great event. Like you said, I think these kids to participate on this, they really like that practice time. Of course, there's a huge following of diesel trucks in this area. There's some really quick ones. And if you want to allude on some of those guys and, you know, how they hit your circuit.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, we just set our mod record final, the mod diesel record final, the other night over at Convoy, Ohio. And Eric Beverly got in. Those trucks will, that truck will be there tonight or tomorrow night at Clinton County. So it's as of right now, it's the fastest truck we have on the circuit.
So what do the winners get there, Lewis?
They have the prize money. The entry fees generate the prize money. And that does pretty good. You know, if you're looking at 20 trucks in a class, you're looking at $400 or $500 that goes back out as the prize money.
Anything else you want to leave us with before we let you go this morning while we're talking to all of Clinton and surrounding counties?
Yeah, the best thing to do if you're looking for more information on us is the Facebook page. We do more on there than we do the website. The website is koidragracing.com. That's koidragracing.com. The Facebook page, all you have to do is type in the letter KOI. That stands for Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana. And it hit the space bar, drag, space bar, racing. And if you like that page, we've got almost 13,000 likes on it as of right now. And that will give you all the information that you need to know about us. Every event we do, we take 400 or 500 pictures every night. So you can see what's going on at every venue we go to. And then has a list of the schedule under the events tab. So you can virtually just click it. It'll take you to the address right to the fairground.
And I just want to thank you for being part of the Colfax Group. Not only are you a business owner, but you also support great causes and the Bryson Haynes Memorial Dirt Drags. You always donate back to that, and we appreciate that because that's going for mental health awareness here in Clinton County and remembering Bryce, and I just think that's awesome that you guys were part of that too.
Yeah, we love being a part of that. That's bigger than, you know, words could say. We love doing stuff like that, helping people out.
Well, Lewis, we'll let you go. We appreciate your time this morning on Party Line here, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Thank you all. We'll see you at the race.
Get some sleep.
All right. Yeah, like Jamie said, get some sleep. That's for all of us, too, right? Jamie Blacker with me, and you said you had a couple announcements. This heat's kind of playing craziness with us. We've got to make some adjustments and everything on the fly here.
Yeah, as weeks went on, we've had to really look at, you know, the excessive heat that's coming. You know, we saw some county fairs that are starting this weekend, and like Tippecanoe County started modified in their schedule, and then 4-H came to us early last evening, late afternoon, and started asking, well, what do we need to do here? So one of the ideas, and this is going to be the first time ever for Clinton County, was the auction is going to change. The animals were, you know, sitting through the heat here at the fairgrounds, and the only ones were left besides the llama shows are just the animals that would be going into the 4-H auction tonight. So they made a decision last evening. I haven't been back there yet, but at 7 o'clock this morning, all this swine is being loaded and also going to the market now. And then sheep and goats and cattle will follow. Basically, what's going to happen is tonight at the auction, it's just going to be a kid, and they're not going to run the animals through. So, yeah, everything's gone, I guess. It just got verified. So I think that's a positive. It wouldn't look good upon the fairgrounds and 4-H, you know, if we didn't do some precautions today and we had some tragedies out here with, you know, just animals. And I looking on both sides of it, I mean, it was a quick decision last night. Not everybody got notified. It's hard to get notified. You know, people want to come out and say goodbye to their animals and stuff. I had the opportunity to come in this morning. I understand people work and everything, but it was just the best general decision I think they could make for everybody. I've heard a little bit both ways. It's going to be different at the auction tonight, but I think it'll be a little bit cooler. They're working, I think, on some avenues to have that show arena a little cooler, maybe if get some chillers brought in for that, just so it's more comfortable for everyone. I'm not sure we're getting that all done yet, but we're working on it. And I think that'll be best for the kids. So I encourage all the businesses in Clinton County to come out tonight and support that 4-H auction. It's a different auction than it was when I grew up. The auction was really, there was so many more local businesses in Clinton County and agricultural related. Now that downturn is just not quite there, and you have three or four businesses in Clinton County that, you know, really, really supporting that auction. And I, with the farming situation the way it is in agriculture, you know, with the late spring and, you know, planting into the middle of summer, I just don't know how that's going to work out. And if anybody could come out and support these kids tonight, I think it'd be great. Basically what happens, and explain that auction, the kids get an auction price for their animal. So if a pig is worth 45 cents a pound, they will get that price, and then basically you are buying on top of that to support that kid. You don't get the animal, you don't get any meat or anything like that. It's just a donation to support those kids. So basically they start at zero on the auction thing, and then they just run it up, and if you want to put in, that money goes right back to kids. My kids have greatly benefited over the years. The way we work it at our house, you know, Dad takes care of, you know, supplying all the feed and everything to the animals and everything, those different things, and it just goes into their college fund. So I think it's pretty typical among the people in the barns out in the back, how they handle it at home is for those kids to plan for their future.
So come over here and tell me this, Melissa.
Well, one of the things that Larry and I like to do, and that we've got four or five families that have been involved in the sheep production end of it for a long time, we all go together, we sit down, and we look at the kids that don't bring very much. And we'd fill out what they call a donation card. You can actually go in, you can fill out a card, you can just put a set amount on that card and just tell them what kid that you want that to go to. So even if you don't want to come out and sit through the auction itself, you can still come out, you can support these kids. Because like Jamie said, a lot of this money is either it's going back into their 4-H project, which is not cheap, especially livestock projects. They aren't. Doesn't matter what animal it is. Or it's going into a college fund. My kids were the same way. It went in to pay for college. So, you know, get out here and Jamie's now in what, third, fourth generation 4-H now, your kids, and my grandson's in his first year. This will be his first auction going through. Come out and support these kids. We can't talk about that enough.
Very good, yeah.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Other amended changes to the schedule. We worked with 4-H yesterday to move up 4-H day on the Midway. It's always in the afternoon, but it just can't do that today. So we worked with Paul Huseman and decided to go this morning 9 to 11. And then busy around the fairgrounds last night, 4-H notified me. They just felt it was best to cancel that all together today. So disappointing for the kids. But when weather like this happens, I think you have to make the best decision for everyone. Still going to
You're not going to satisfy everyone either.
And we're not going to satisfy everyone by any means. I mean, there's always tough calls by everyone when you have to do those things. But we're still going to have the fair tonight. Paul's going to be up and running. I noticed last night, as soon as it got around the 7:30, 8 o'clock hour, it chilled just a little bit, and everybody started coming in. It was not very well attended, probably around 5. But around 7:30, then it started flooding in. Just when, you know, the sun went down a little bit, and we had a really nice crowd last night. The Midway was full. The Edward Jones building with hoops was full. The sheriff was in there, had a lot of people visiting with him. Levi Rigg was on the main stage. We didn't quite have the crowd we wanted, but it was pretty good. With the heat and everything, I think we felt like it was a pretty decent crowd. And then tomorrow morning, 4-H has decided to cancel the 4-H barbecue contest. And with those kids cooking on grills and everything, and it's even supposed to be hotter on Saturday, I think that was probably a wise decision. And I suggested to them, maybe you do that at a later time. I mean, see if those kids want to do something. I don't know how they're going to handle that yet, but pick a time later. That can be done anytime. It doesn't have to be done right now.
Right.
I mean, they've worked on that project, you know, just like everybody else has. So you can't do that indoors. It'd been great to put them right in Clinton Hall or whatever, but that's not an option. The Frankfort Fire Department would probably not be very happy with me if we did something like that. So it has to be an outdoor event. So I think there'll be a better day to do that. So I hope everybody understands all the changes. Like Lewis said, we're moving back to Dirt Drags an hour. Cody will be on here in a minute after the 9 o'clock hour, I think, talking about the cheerleading contest tonight. We're moving it back an hour just so, you know, people, it's not so hot right when that beating sun's coming down. So we live in daylight savings time now. As we all grew up, it was a different time.
Right.
Now everything's an hour earlier. So when you have all these events, you're in the heat of the day. I think people lose sight of that sometimes, that, you know, things have changed in the last 3 or 4 years, and it hurts events like this. But on the other hand, you know, it helps other things. So there's a good and bad to everything. But we encourage everybody to come out tonight. The car show registrations this afternoon, we're expecting a tremendous amount of cars. We had one of the biggest car shows we ever had last year. I'll let Cody speak about all that. But we rearranged the antique tractors today as we're moving out. We put up barricades at the car show. People of the past, they were a little displeased with us last year, I guess, that we moved them and tweaked their area a little bit. But this year, we've got them pretty much back to where they were. I encourage them all to come out. There's plenty of shade trees. We're going to park underneath all those. Bring your pop-ups. You know, we'll keep you cool. There's plenty of water out here, and we're looking for a great day.
Good deal. So we had to move our guests around a little bit this morning. Will we be able to get Paul Huseman at all this morning?
I don't think we're going to get Paul in on the end of the hour, but we have our Supreme Showmanship winner, Josie Mattingly, sitting over here.
Okay.
I think we'll go with her next, and then we'll work Cody in here, and then I've got another guest I'll get with you here in a minute.
All right, so we'll have Josie Mattingly come on over here. We'll play musical chairs here real quick. So you're the Supreme Showmanship winner, Josie?
Yes.
What does that mean exactly?
So basically, last evening we had to show 6 different species and just show the knowledge that we gained throughout the week and just do that to the best of our abilities last night.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Josie Mattingly. I'm a 10-year 4-H member this year. I represented the sheep barn, and that's the species that I've shown the past 10 years in 4-H.
And what's your, have you already graduated?
Yes, I just graduated from Clinton Prairie High School.
So what's your future plans?
My future plans include attending Purdue University in the fall in animal science, and I will be majoring in animal agribusiness.
So what have you done over your 10 years in 4-H?
I've done a variety of different projects. I started the sewing project as a mini 4-H'er, and then I did genealogy with my grandma for 6 years, and then I also worked in the models project and photography, and then I did rabbits for 5 or 6 years, and then I did the sheep project for the past 10 years.
Did you enjoy the genealogy with your grandma? I did that too.
Yes, I did. It taught me a lot about my ancestors and just helped us bond together through a 4-H project.
Yeah, that's cool. So you really like sheep then, right?
Yes, yep. We actually raise, we have about 30 head at home, and we just breed them and we lamb them out in the winter, and that's just what I've grown up with, and so it's cool that I've been able to exhibit those sheep throughout the past 10 years.
So tell me how 4-H has helped you develop into a young lady.
So 4-H, I didn't really honestly know at the beginning where I would end up, and it's just helped me grow my leadership skills and helped make me the best version of myself. And I've just met a lot of people throughout the past 10 years, and it will help, and it's helped me decide my major in the future.
I've talked to a lot of 4-H'ers this week, and one thing I hear come from all of them is it's kind of like a family. Even though you guys are competing against each other, you're also there helping each other, right?
Yes. Last night, I knew most of my competitors, so it was just really fun that there wasn't a whole lot of tension because we all wanted it just as bad, but we all had the same passions for the livestock industry and agriculture as a whole.
So what are you hoping to do after you graduate from Purdue? Any ideal job that would be great for Josie?
Online sales is really big in terms of the livestock industry at the moment. My goal is that I could hopefully get an internship throughout the 4 years that I'm at Purdue University, and maybe share that interest later on in my career. But honestly, I just want to keep an open mind going into it and just explore all of the different opportunities that Purdue University provides for me.
So we was talking a minute ago about the auction. Have you been able to save some of that money back to help you with college and some other things here as you do this through the years, the last 10 years?
Yes. Yeah, so as I've sold some of my livestock, some of that goes back to my family just to cover some of the expenses throughout the year because 4-H is not cheap.
Right.
But, yes, I've been able to put some of that in my savings account, and it's helped me tremendously throughout just all the college expenses so far.
All right, good deal. Anything else you want to tell? So tell me just a little bit about when you were a mini 4-H'er, what some of your thoughts were. You never knew you'd be here today.
So as a mini 4-H'er, as I said before, I did the sewing project, and my grandma really helped me with that. But I knew that I wanted to do 4-H throughout the past 10 years just because that was in my family, and my dad did it, and, you know, his dad did it before me. So I knew that 4-H was without a doubt what I would want to do for the next 10 years until I graduated from college.
So you knew that pretty much from the time you could remember being alive, right?
Yes, yep. It was in my family, so I assumed that I would just go through it just as my family members had before. So
a couple other 4-H'ers I talked to this week said that they didn't even play sports. 4-H was their thing over the summer. Was you kind of the same way?
Yes, so I did run cross country for, I did it from 5th grade to 9th grade, but I realized I was heavily involved with my FFA chapter at Clinton Prairie, so I knew that was more of a focus that I needed to, because you can't do sports and FFA at the same time, and I wanted to focus more on that, and then also my sheep project for 4-H kept me really busy, and I wanted to focus more on that as well. So sports was honestly just not my pathway in high school.
Well, Josie, congratulations, and we appreciate you coming over bright and early this morning and talking with us on the radio.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Josie Mattingly there, she's the Supreme Showmanship winner from last night. Let's check our time here. We've still got a couple minutes. I'll grab you on the other side at 9 o'clock, Cody. All right, I was going to run a couple things here. As Jamie had mentioned here, they were going to do the barbecue contest tomorrow morning, but they have now canceled that because that is an outside event. Of course, you can't cook barbecue inside, and it's just going to be so hot. And of course, those kids in front of the grills and stuff. And that was supposed to be from 9 till noon tomorrow. As far as I still know, they're going to do the dog show tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at the breezeway between the cattle bar and the livestock show arena. That dog show will actually start at 10:30. Check-in is at 10 o'clock. And then they'll have all the project checkouts tomorrow at the Edward Jones Community 4-H building from noon to 2. And if you haven't had a chance to walk through, you've got a couple, one more night, tonight to come out and see all the projects that all the 4-H'ers have done. And it is inside the air-conditioned Edward Jones Community Building. It feels really nice in there, so you could walk in, walk around and check out the projects. That's what I was telling people, that you could go in there and check out all the kids' projects and also say hi to the Republican Party of Clinton County. They're in there set up as well. I saw them the other night. That's one thing I was telling the listeners, Jamie, is it's good to have some step in out of the heat and check out the projects over at the Edward Jones Community Building.
Oh, exactly. We've well received this week with the dinner in there with Hoops, and every night the dinner is just, we've had more and more people, and I think Paul, or not Paul, but Carl from Hoops, thank you. I'm getting tired.
Me too.
It's been a long week, but I think he was well pleased with attendance, and it's something to build upon. I had some people tell me last night they didn't even know about it. It's been tough for us to get that information out, but I think over time that'll help us. Tonight, lasagna or spaghetti with meatballs served with garlic bread and Italian salad. I think that's a nice meal to sit in the air conditioning to get out,
right?
Come out and visit the car show for a little bit, go in and look at Clinton Hall, which we also have air conditioned. I want to thank McAllister and Lafayette, the Caterpillar dealer. They've been tremendous on helping us this week. They did us a cut rate program on a lot of equipment. We've got skid steers.
Right.
I said that the other day, but we have skid steers. They brought over a bulldozer. We have a telehandler. You know, all those different things. We have the air conditioning unit they put in for Clinton Hall. The people that are in Clinton Hall, I think we can really build upon it to even make that better next year. And it's been pretty good this year, especially with Clinton Hall Presents, having events in there. The spaceport thing was last night, I believe, in there. And tonight on the free stage, Mitch Stevens will be there from 7 to 9, so you go out and listen to him, then you go right across the street in Clinton Hall and cool off.
Right.
Or you can go right up the street to Edward Jones and have a nice meal in the air conditioning. So we have plenty of spaces out here where you can get in out of the heat and cool off for a little bit, and I think all those things will really help us. If you want the next half hour, I have Cody Miller off our board. She's been tremendous her first year. I listened to your guys' interview the other day. She's superb. She's changed so many things out here to the positive. You know, the Queen Shed, the lineup on the free stage, working on the Clinton Hall Presents, all those things. She's the spark plug behind all that. I really want to thank her for all of her hard work. And she'll talk about the cheerleading contest tonight, which that's going to be really big. We have schools from all throughout Central Indiana, from Class A to the Big 5, 6A schools will be here for the cheerleading competition. And it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And that's been pushed back, and she'll talk about that. But at the end of that, we'll have fireworks. And a local fireworks dealer is here, and we'll have fireworks for the first time at the Clinton County Fair. And that'll be, you know, about 9:45. So that's a new event. And then she'll also talk about the car show, how all that's going to be laid out, how to get in. And she'll also talk about tomorrow's truck show, which is a new event at the Clinton County Fair. And I think, you know, that's going to be pretty big deal. They've done it at Colfax a few times, and there's a lot of these older semis that are really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would like to come up and take a close look at them, you know, it's like the old BJ and the Bear.
Yeah,
you remember those?
Yeah,
there's a couple of those. A good friend of mine, you know, he farms down in southwestern Indiana. They brought one to Colfax last year, and he wasn't there, but it was one of his employees. And I saw him at the state fair the next day, and I said, "Hey, I saw your BJ and the Bear," and he just laughed, you know. But it's just a cool old semi, so you get to see those kind. I mean, the young listeners don't know what I'm talking about,
right?
But I think a lot of your majority of your listeners probably do.
You're right.
So she's going to talk about all that, and then my brother Jeff Blacker will be here in the last part of the day, and he's going to talk about agriculture and Clinton County. There's some new ventures moving in. He's going to talk about the family farm meats and how people in Clinton County are doing, selling off the farm straight to the, you know, people's refrigerator. And then he's also going to talk about raising hemp. So we look forward to all those interviews in the next half hour.
What about this Bear Hollow wood carvings? I saw that Facebook that you guys had shared last night, so I shared it too. So this is tomorrow night. You'll be auctioning those off. And that ear of corn is amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We've had several people, you know, like that.
Yeah.
He told us, and I think I told you on the air the other day, he did one in western Illinois, a pretty large farming community, that just like that, and it sold for $2,500. This guy had to have it.
Right.
So I hope one of those people in Clinton County show up tomorrow night for us. The way that whole process works, we had some sponsors to pay for him for the week. La Quinta Inns, also out there on 28 West, you know, was a sponsor for us, and they gave him a hotel room for the week to get him here. And then we have the opportunity to sell all those different things that he carved throughout the week to help finish paying that tab and make a little bit of money off of it, we hope. So there you are. There's a pig up there that I'm kind of interested in. Cody's really interested in that ear of corn, and maybe the Stinson family. They plant a lot of corn. We've already had bids to Hillary on Facebook,
or
a guy that can't be here tomorrow night, and he's already put in a maximum bid.
Okay.
It's a pretty good number. So that's what we're encouraged about. We hope everybody comes out and sees that tomorrow night and then attends the KOI Dirt Drags.
Jamie, thanks a lot. We're going to take a quick commercial break here. As we are coming upon the 9 o'clock hour, again, special thanks to our sponsors, Clinton County Senator Brian Buchanan, helping us out with Party Line on-location sponsorship, and also Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be right back.
This is Party Line.
Listen.